with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for violating his deportation order. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Last month, the Trump administration failed to return two deportation flights after the judge ordered the planes be turned around. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, and he could refer the matter for prosecution. He said the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees from El Salvador. But the White House responded by saying it will seek immediate appellate relief. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson told Republican holdouts on the party's crucial budget plan in a private meeting that they could oust him from the speakership if he doesn't follow through with his fiscal promises. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson pledged to abide by the House budget instructions, including a minimum of $1.5 trillion in spending cuts for the domestic policy megabill that Republicans are now able to pursue on party lines after last week's successful vote. The motion to vacate the speaker comes up often in the House GOP conference, but the speaker's comments acknowledge that fiscal hawks could trigger a vote on his removal as speaker if he doesn't follow through. Several people in the room are said to have chuckled after the remark, but hardliners are planning to hold him to it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has warned that children in the U.S. are being diagnosed with autism at an alarming rate. On Thursday, he promised to conduct exhaustive studies that will identify any environmental factors that may cause the developmental disorder. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 699 points, the NASDAQ dropped 516, the S&P lower by 120. This is SRN News. Counting down to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The big event will take place in Berlin next month, 25 years after the last one in Amsterdam. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the Congress, which will feature representatives from 57 countries on the continent and will be presented in eight languages. BGEA says the focus of the event will be on the theme of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in five states have recently introduced symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP legislators in Missouri and Tennessee are proposing measures that create a new category of marriage called covenant marriage, reserved for one man and one woman only. Covenant marriage would require a couple undergo counseling prior to getting married. SRN News. NVIDIA slides and stocks drop. There were also new worries about the economy after comments by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. More on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York.
Stocks dropped on Wall Street as the costs of President Donald Trump's trade war compounded. The S&P 500 fell 2.2% Wednesday. The Dow lost 699 points. It's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 3.1%. The market's losses accelerated in the afternoon after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the taxes Trump is imposing on imports are likely to be even more of a drag on the U.S. economy and send inflation higher than previously thought. United Airlines released two forecasts for the coming year, one if there is a recession, one if there isn't. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.